I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas today made it official. He vowed to seek formal recognition of a Palestinian state at the United Nations next week.
As a Palestinian delegation, we take with us all the suffering and hope of our people to achieve this objective and to end the historic grievances.
The move is strongly opposed by Israel and the United States. It also highlights what Israelis see as their growing isolation in the region. For the first time in decades, the Jewish state finds itself without a single dependable friend in the Middle East. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
Israel has faced plenty of hostility from its neighbors, but for nearly all of its 63-year history, the Jewish state could count on decent relations with at least one of the major powers in the Middle East. That's what makes the political reality facing Israel today so grim.
It's the lowest point diplomatically we ever had in the region, ever.
Alon Liel spent more than 30 years with Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. He served as ambassador to both Turkey and South Africa. He says Israel is facing unprecedented isolation.
We always had a strategic partner, sometimes two. Don't forget we had Iran for 20 years. Then we had Turkey for many years. Sometimes we had Iran and Turkey together. And then we had Egypt and Turkey together. These are important countries in the region, and we are a Jewish state, and there are big, important Muslim states, and we worked it out. Now we don't have any of the three as an ally, even not as a friend.
Liel is especially bitter over the loss of Turkey as a strategic partner because he thinks it didn't have to be this way. Last summer, Israeli commandos killed 9 Turkish activists on a ship headed for Gaza. Turkey demanded an apology. Israel's government refused. Early this month, Turkey kicked Israel's ambassador out of its capital and downgraded the diplomatic relationship. Liel says the episode reflects a shift in Israeli diplomacy under the current government. There's been a move away from traditional partners in the region, Turkey, Egypt, and Jordan, toward new partners, including Greece, Cyprus, and Romania.
Which is ridiculous. Because many, many years, one of the main leading arguments of the Arabs was, you don't belong here.
Liel says Israel spent years cultivating relationships with its regional neighbors to disprove that. He remembers attending a political conference in Jordan back in 1995, days before Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated.
Everybody was there. The Saudis, the Kuwaitis, the whole Middle East was there, Lebanese. It was unbelievable. We were surrounded by people with kafirs and by sheikhs.
Liel says these regional relationships were never ironclad. They depended on what the Israelis were doing to solve the conflict with the Palestinians. But Mark Heller of Tel Aviv University's Institute of National Security Studies looks at Israel's diplomatic losses differently. He says Israel's ties with its regional neighbors have generally been driven by their domestic politics.
Particularly the rise of Islamist political forces. The loss of Iran as a partner was not the result of anything that happened in the bilateral relationship between Israel and Iran. It was the Islamic Revolution. And similarly, I think the same could be said about Israel and Turkey. It's the rise to power of a cautious or pragmatic Islamist power there.
As for the linkage between Israel's relations with Turkey and the peace process with the Palestinians, Heller says that's not so clear-cut either. He says the real driving force has been the ambitions of the Turks at any particular time.
Whenever they were focused primarily on orienting Turkey towards the West and integrating Turkey with the Western world, then relations with Israel were pretty good. And whenever there was some flirtation or attempt to reorient in another direction, then one of the casualties of that was the Turkish-Israeli relationship.
Heller believes Israel's behavior might have had some effect on the margins, but for the foreseeable future, he says, Turkey is lost diplomatically. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.